Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. My name is Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Goodreads Reading Challenge. If you have Goodreads, you probably have seen the option to create a challenge where you set a amount of books that you want to read for the year. And this year, the year 2024, I decided to participate in it. Only because I want to keep track of how many books I've read this year. Currently, I have my reading challenge set at 30 books. And I finished 8 books so far. I don't know if I'm going to beat it or not, but I certainly can try. And I figured that with me doing the reading challenge, it would help me read more books faster. I don't know how true this is, but it's something the reading challenge is going to help me read more books. And it's a good way for people to read more. I mean, Goodreads helps track what books you've read, what you're currently reading, and the books you want to read. And with the reading challenge, you can get more books from wanting to read to already read. And in my mind, the reading challenge is a good way for you to get your TBR pile down. This is just my opinion and what I think the reading challenge is good for. But if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. I honestly want to do the reading challenge for me. And I wanted to talk about it because why not? If it gets me reading, it gets me reading. And I know this is a short episode, but it's whatever. I just wanted to talk about the fact that the Goodreads Reading Challenge will help me read more books this year. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. So, if you haven't set a challenge on Goodreads yet, and you want to, go ahead. If you don't, you don't. It's totally up to you. So I hope you guys have a great day, evening, night, wherever you are. Happy reading. Bye.